This was Ian Paisley Jr. speaking to UTV after the resignation of Martin McGuinness.
I want to say thank you. And I think it is important that we actually do reflect on the fact that we would not be where we are in Northern Ireland in terms of having stability, peace and the opportunity to rebuild our country if it hadn't been for the work that he did put in, especially with my father, at the beginning of this long journey.
Ian Paisley Jr. Speaking a few weeks ago. I want to speak to Sir Geoffrey Donaldson from the DUP. Sir Geoffrey, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
On this morning, when we hear of the passing of Martin McGuinness, do you add to what Ian Paisley Jr. is saying? Would you thank him as well?
Well, first of all, I would want to echo the comments made by my party leader, Arlene Foster, in passing on our sympathy to the McGuinness family. For any family, losing a husband, a father, is always a very traumatic and difficult experience. And I suppose this morning, Frank, my thoughts are not only with the McGuinness family, but with many other families across Northern Ireland for whom today will be equally difficult. Families who lost loved ones, fathers, sons, husbands, during our troubled past, some of them who were the victims of the IRA, of which, of course, Martin McGuinness was a very senior member. And in all of this, there is a humanity that we need to recognise. There's a sense of loss, yes, on the part of many people. There will be mixed feelings too. But today, our condolences go to the McGuinness family.
Is it a day when the DUP, when sending those condolences, would be considering having an official representative at his funeral?
Well, obviously, that is something that the party officers will give consideration to. Right now, that's, I guess, not the primary focus. We do recognise that today will be a difficult day for many people, and I think that's where we are right now.
But it is important to think about it because the funeral will take place in a couple of days' time. We've all known that his ill health was probably going to get the better of him eventually, sadly. And people are not shocked this morning that he has passed away. So the party surely would have given this some consideration already.
It will be giving it consideration, Frank, but I think that right now we want to give our initial response to the news that has broken overnight that Martin McGuinness has died. And we want to reflect on that. We want to reflect on the two key elements of his life, his involvement with the IRA and Baffarley, his involvement with the peace process. And, of course, we will give consideration then to what follows from this with the funeral arrangements and so on.
Will it simply be down to the style of the funeral? If the funeral has a Republican trait to it, the DUP won't be there. But if there's a clear message that it's going to be a traditional mass in the local cathedral with no Republican trappings, the DUP may be there. The reason I ask it is you've worked so closely, your party's worked so closely with him for way over 10 years now. And OK, at the very end, there may have been some misunderstandings and fallouts, but surely nothing that would keep you away from the funeral of a person you shared power with.
I think, Frank, that we would be very clear that we would not want to see IRA trappings or any kind of display, paramilitary display, because we think of the victims of terrorism in Northern Ireland, and I think that would be very hurtful to them. I don't know what the arrangements will be for the funeral at this stage, but I think we are very clear that we could not be part of something that would be hurtful to many people in Northern Ireland, and I hope and pray that that will not be the case. We will want to find a way to pay our respects, but equally I think we need to respect that there are many others whose views and concerns have to be taken into account here, and I hope that those organising the funeral will be mindful of that.
Do you feel that Northern Ireland today has lost a statesman?
I think that there were, as I said, there was more than one side to Martin McGuinness. And, you know, I as someone who served in the Ulster Defence Regiment, lost comrades who were murdered by the IRA, lost friends, family, and so on. I mean, it's difficult. But yet I recognise the significant role that Martin McGuinness played in bringing the Republican movement away from the path of violence, laying down their arms, and getting involved in and building the peace process. And I think that we recognise and acknowledge the contribution that he made to helping to make Northern Ireland a better place today.
Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you very much, Geoffrey.
Thank you.
27 minutes past nine. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning to you. 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. If you've just joined us, maybe you're just joining us for the first time, we're talking about the passing of the former Deputy First Minister of Northern Ireland, Martin McGuinness. His death was announced this morning.
From gunman to government, provisional to peacemaker, Martin McGuinness's journey has been remarkable. At the age of 21, was second in command of the IRA in Derry, a position he held at the time of Bloody Sunday. In 1973, he was sentenced in Dublin to 6 months in prison after being arrested near a car containing explosives and ammunition. After his release and another conviction for IRA membership, he became increasingly prominent in Sinn Féin, having taken part in negotiations with the then Secretary of State, Willie Whitelaw. There is no doubt he was seen as the steely face of the provisional movement at the height of the Troubles. Martin McGuinness was first elected to the Stormont Assembly in 1982, but years of political turmoil and violence followed.
You see, start this behaviour at this funeral, then the coffin is not moving.
When all party talks got underway, Sinn Féin was initially excluded. Eventually, Martin McGuinness would lead Sinn Féin into the peace process negotiations, which led to the Good Friday Agreement in 1998, and the Assembly at Stormont, where he served as Education Minister for 3 years until it was suspended. Controversially, his last act was to abolish the 11+.
This is all part of it. I am determined that the overwhelming demand for abolition of the transfer test shall not be thwarted by the suspension of this Assembly.
Alongside Gerry Adams, Martin McGuinness was a key figure in convincing Sinn Féin members to support changes to new policing structures in Northern Ireland. The road that this once IRA commander had chosen to take was perhaps most evident when he hit out at the gunmen who murdered Constable Stephen Carroll, the first PSNI officer to be murdered here.
Because these people, they are traitors to the island of Ireland.
When the Assembly returned in 2007, Martin McGuinness took up the post of Deputy First Minister, jointly serving with Ian Paisley as First Minister. It was an unlikely pairing, but the relationship was so good, they were nicknamed the Chuckle Brothers.
Do you know my deputy?
I know your deputy.
Well, I don't know him.
Indeed, Martin McGuinness became known in the corridors of power as being an affable politician. When Ian Paisley died in 2014, his one-time bitter enemy paid an emotional tribute.
I believe I've lost a friend today. I believe that the peace process has lost a friend. And for me, it's a very sad day.
His relationship with Ian Paisley's successor, Peter Robinson, was not as warm, defined instead as the Brothers Grimm rather than the Chuckle Brothers. Nevertheless, the pair did manage a professional working relationship, together sharing historic moments. Most memorable was Martin McGuinness's handshake with the Queen in 2012, an act which perhaps demonstrated how far this Republican man from the bogside travelled. In another unprecedented move 2 years later, Martin McGuinness attended a state banquet in Windsor Castle as a guest of the Queen. The relationship between Martin McGuinness and Peter Robinson was damaged over the DUP leader's decision to pull out of the development at the former Mays prison. But pragmatically, both seasoned politicians managed to continue to govern. Over the past 10 years, Martin McGuinness has been the one constant in the executive, sharing power with three DUP first ministers. For some, Martin McGuinness will only ever be seen as an IRA leader. For others, he is a statesman and a peacemaker. History will be his judge.
Jane Lockery looking back on the political life of Martin McGuinness, whose death was announced this morning.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Here for you.